Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we speak to Joy Feaster from Studio FBJ, a great friend of the show. We love Joy and we love all the stuff she's working at Studio FBJ. We're going to learn a lot about that tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hey, you're watching the Pageant Cast, and I'm so glad you are because one of our very best friends in the pageant industry is with us today, Joy Feaster. She is the proprietor and the head honcho over at Studio FBJ. Hello, Joy.
Hey, Tim, my best buddy. How are you?
I am doing great. You know, I've been doing some of the prep work for episode 500, and I don't know if through the editing, if this will come out before or after that happens. But I've been doing all these retrospectives of all the years of Pageant Cast, and I can't believe it. It's been like 5-6 years that I've known you.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
I think it was Beauties of America 30s was first time we had you on the show. Then when you were state title holder for International System. Then you became the director of South and North Carolina International, and I was your MC for a couple of years, but it seems like a long time that we've known each other.
Totally a long time.
And those were tough years. We had a lot of stuff we did. That was a lot of work, but so much fun. And you know, I knew you the year that you were the director of the year for the International Pageant.
That is right.
You forgot about that, did you?
Yes, you helped me get there too with your fantastic MC skills.
That must have been it. That's what I like to think, but I know you put a lot.
It's a team effort. I always say it's a team effort.
Well, and it was so much fun always coming out and doing the pageants with you, Joy. You're so enthusiastic, even when things. There were a couple of times things were not looking too hot, and we pulled them off, you know, and it was so much fun. I think the most tired I ever was that last year that we did the pageants. I remember being completely bushed, and I think you took me to a Wendy's late at night. And
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yes.
I consumed a triple in about 60
seconds. We were all
seconds.
Starving.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, but it's so much fun. And now you're kind of out of pageants, but you're still in them. I don't quite know how to explain this to our audience, and luckily you're here to help me. What are you doing these days, Joy?
I would love to explain what's going on with Studio FBJ. Well, you know, my heart's always been in pageantry for the last 12 years. I love it. I love what it does for women. That's never been a secret. I think it's a great platform for women. It's a learning experience. It's a growing experience. I just can't say enough about what I think it does for women. And so I love being a part of it. And about 4 years ago, when I was the director of North and South Carolina International, I started doing makeup for my girls going to nationals.
Right.
And I was doing it, and I thought, God, this is so much fun. I love doing this. So, you know, I would come home, and some of my coworkers encouraged me to start doing hair and makeup, and so I did. And I started picking up weddings, and you know, I couldn't wait till the next year when the girls would go back to Nashville so I could do pageant makeup again and do the whole thing, play director and everything. And it worked into an incredible business here in Richmond, Virginia, where I live. I've started doing hair and makeup 4 years ago. I've been featured in Richmond Magazine twice as best makeup artist. And then this year we won Richmond's Isle A-list or top three for hair and makeup in our area. So it's been incredible. I've since college had a real love of photography. I've been doing it on and off, never realized I could do it as a business or anything I could make money at until I started seeing these wedding photographers, and I felt so envious that they were able to take pictures. And so I started doing more research. I didn't want to take pictures of weddings. I love doing the hair and makeup, but kind of worked myself into working with high school seniors. They kind of parallel pageants a little bit, right. In the, you know, in a way. And so it really miraculously, it all kind of went together. And I started Studio FBJ, which is photography, hair, and makeup. And now I have a big following here in Richmond of high school seniors. Was my last year. And in that, I wanted to somehow incorporate pageants. So, you know, that was my big thing, is I wanted to do hair and makeup again for pageants. And mm-hmm. so now bringing on the photography, I felt like I could offer women, again, something that, you know, they could get it all at Studio FBJ. They could get photography, hair, and makeup. So that's, I'll take a breath. Well, ask a question, because I can go on. That's a little bit of the history.
That's always been the easy part about interviewing you, Joy. Well, isn't it, now, tell me the truth, isn't it easy? Because all the young ladies out there in your side of the country, they're all gorgeous. So you really don't have much work to do.
No. It's so easy. They just come in. And, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Joy, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more from Studio FBJ in just a moment here on the Pageant Cast. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Now let's take a look at what's going on at Amazon.
Pageant girls are always on the move. You can use this Griffin Power Jolt Dual Universal USB charger in your car to charge two USB devices, your mobile phone, your GPS, anything you can think of, or your friend's mobile phone and GPS as you make those appearances.
Before you purchase something at Amazon, come to pageantcast.com first. Click the link that looks like this, and we get credit for the sale, and you help out the Pageant Cast. Thank you!
Pageant Cast.
Hope you're enjoying the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world and women of beauty pageants. This is Kathy Bond, Mrs. United States All World Beauties 2012, wishing you Tierra dreams.
And we're back with the fabulous Joy Feaster from Studio FBJ. And you know, I just figured it out. FBJ, Faces by Joy. Oh, very cute.
You got
very
it.
Cute.
Yes.
Very cute. And I'm not going to sing Joy to the World again. I'm not going to do that. Even though everybody wants me to, I'm sure. Got started. You went with seniors doing their senior pictures. And now you're getting involved in pageants again. First thing we got to ask is, how can people find out more about Studio FBJ? Is there a website?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. It's studiofbj.com. Mm-hmm. And they can find Pageant Couture right on the website. There's two different galleries. They can find out more about it. I think you're going to be listing hopefully some stuff on the show. I have a whole, basically it's a little online catalog. It has my prices in it where they can find some pictures, you know, pictures in there that I've taken, and in the price list as well.
Wow, fantastic. Now, what is it that you bring that other photographers may not be able to do?
That's such a great question, Tim.
Served it right up for you.
I've been working better myself because I wanted to.
Served it right up for you. Now, that's a softball is what that's called.
I am telling, that's such a great question. What I bring, and I do tell my clients this when they call, I've been involved in pageantry for over 12 years. I think without a doubt, it is so important to get a photographer that understands the different systems. Not only have I competed in different systems, but I've also coached for different systems. I've judged for different systems, and I've been a director.
And you're keeping one thing out. You're keeping one thing out. You've been a national title holder as well. You've competed at a national level for a number of different systems. So you really do have that background.
Yeah, and I think that when choosing a photographer, it's really, really important that the photographer understands, and the makeup artist, and I'm doing the makeup, what system you are competing in, because they're all looking for a different look. When the girls come in, when my clients come in, for example, I've had girls just come in for Miss Virginia that are going to Miss Virginia America. Mm-hmm. I've had girls come in recently that are competing at Miss and Teen Virginia United States.
Right.
It's going to United States. They're all looking for a different look. I'm not coaching, you know, when they're in the studio, I'm almost coaching their photos and putting together their outfits that they bring in. It's based on the look I know that system is wanting. I'm not going to give a girl that's a Mrs. going to Mrs. Virginia America the same look as I would give a girl going to Miss USA or Miss Virginia USA.
Oh. And it's so funny you say that, because there are a lot of photographers out there that don't understand pageants. I mean, just think of, go out on the street and ask three people what the difference is between Miss America and Miss USA. Actually, ask 10 people. If you find one that does know the difference, you're doing really well, and you're in pageant country. If you're in Wisconsin, you can ask 100, maybe 150, and you're still not going to get the correct answer. It's fine. At least, you know, some folks say, well, Donald Trump owns one of them. Hey, at least you figured out one of the criteria.
Right,
now, which one is it? You know, and then, of course, they mess that up. But it is unbelievable how folks that are, it isn't unbelievable. It's something that's kind of insider to pageantry. And you need to kind of, it's one of those things you kind of have to be involved to understand that there really are differences in the criteria between the different pageants. I know I just recently did a local Miss America. You judge that completely different than you would the international system, Beauties of America.
Right.
The list goes on and on. USA, a glitz pageant, a perfect pageant. All these different ones, Galaxy, they all have different criteria that they're looking for, and you're kind of plugged into that world and know all about it.
Exactly. And I think it's so important that your photographer knows, your hair and makeup artist knows what kind of makeup to do, and really how to style your clothes too. I mean, I'm doing that as the girls are coming in. They bring outfits in, we style them. I have clothes in the studio. I have jewelry in the studio. If I find they don't have something, I have it. So, I mean, you know, you've got it all here at the Studio FBJ. And I think it's cool too. I wanted to give pageant, you know, there's several great photographers down the East Coast. I couldn't find anything where I was. I couldn't find anybody where I was. I knew you had to travel several hours, if not fly, to find a great photographer. So I feel like it's something this area has needed for a long time. And so I'm just really excited to be able to offer it.
Well, that's fantastic, and we wish you a lot of luck and success. That website, again, is studiofbj.com,
I believe. You got it.
Pageant
Couture.
There is a ton of stuff there. And, of course, you also have a Facebook link that everybody can click on that and click like all
you
over the place.
You better believe it.
And Joy likes it when you like it. And I don't know.
Likely.
Anyway. That's it for today's show. Do want to see Joy? You're a true professional at this. I need your best pageant wave. So give us your best pageant wave. Oh, oh my God, that needs work. She needs coach. We need some coaching over here. You're rusty. Okay, that needs work. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to prescribe. I have a couple people over here. They'll help you out. I have them coming. Oh, my.
I'm behind the camera now.
Joy.
I don't have to perform anymore.
We're just talking about how you know this stuff, and then you give me this this wave. All right. Anyway, we're going to wish everybody Tierra Dreams. Joy, Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams.
Pageant Cast.